of another story that I want to share with you, and I'm going to invite everyone to remain in your seats so I can tell the story, and it's going to take a little participation from you in a little bit. I'll tell you when. This is a story about a kid named Scott. Scott was really nervous on his first day of junior high school. In his town, junior high started in the fifth grade and went all the way up to eighth grade. He was going to be among the youngest kids in the school, and everything was new to him. He had loaded up his backpack with the things on the back-to-school list and his favorite lunch and some snacks, and he even wore his favorite pink T-shirt for good luck. When he got off the bus and started walking into the school, he realized just how big all those older kids were, especially those seventh and eighth graders, and he wished that he would get his growth spurt soon. He didn't see any of his old friends. Inside the school, he followed the signs to his new homeroom, room 205. But suddenly, he felt himself being slammed into the lockers on the side of the hall. Can you believe that? And when he looked up, now this is a point where we do not want to imitate this behavior. There were at least five older kids looking down on him, and they said to him some things that were really ridiculous. I almost don't even want to tell you what they said. They said, "Hey, new kid, boys don't wear pink in this school." What a ridiculous thing to say, can you believe it? But that's what they said. And another kid with a deep voice said, "Yeah, and if you do it again, you're gonna get hurt." Can you believe that? So ridiculous. But that's what happened. Then the first boy grabbed him by the backpack and tried to lift him off the ground. A teacher's voice called out, break it up, keep moving. The gang of boys moved off, and Scott looked up. It didn't seem like the teacher had even seen him in the middle of all that. But a few other kids did. Two tall boys came walking over to Scott, and he started to walk away, but they put out their hands. "No, no, it's cool, it's cool." And they introduced themselves. They said, "My name is Travis. My name is DeAndre." And they said, "We saw what happened back there. What did those kids say to you?" So Scott told them what had happened and the threat that they had made. And Travis said, "That is ridiculous. You can wear whatever you want at this school." So DeAndre and Travis walked Scott to his homeroom, and they promised, "We're going to keep an eye out for you, okay?" Well, that day after school, DeAndre and Travis went back to DeAndre's house, and they said, "Ooh, it makes us so mad that those bullies think they can tell everybody what they can and can't wear. We should do something about that," said DeAndre. And Travis said, "Yeah, but what?" DeAndre thought about it. "Well, maybe we could tell the teachers. But no, if we do that, then those bullies are still going to be acting out on the bus or at recess or after school." And they said, "You know, we need to take it to the people." Yeah. And a look of excitement was growing on their faces. And Travis said, "Hey, I have an idea. Let's ask our friends if they will wear pink on Monday." And DeAndre said, "Yeah, but not just our friends. Everybody. Everybody." And Travis said, "Ooh, excellent. I can see it now. A sea of pink." They called their friend Arshan to tell him the plan. And Arshan said, "Hey, why don't you go to the mall and buy a bunch of pink T-shirts to give out?" They asked their friends to chip in so that kids who couldn't afford a pink T-shirt could still have one. And then they wanted to get the word out. So they texted their friends and they asked their friends to get the word out. And indeed, the word spread fast. That next Monday, DeAndre and Travis were ready with their boxes and boxes of pink T-shirts. Now, some of you are wearing pink T-shirts. And some of you, when you got to the service today, you found something really interesting in your seats. Did anyone find a picture of a pink T-shirt? So who wants to be a part of this sea of pink that we need to make? People in pink T-shirts, if you want to rise and show everybody that you're wearing pink, and people with those flyers, you want to hold them up very high so we can see the sea of pink that we're forming here. Oh, it's beautiful. Look around. Turn around, everybody, and look at this gorgeous sea of pink. That's what happened at this school. at the school on Monday, so many kids wore pink. One kid even brought a pink basketball to the playground. That day in school, those bullies were so mad, they gave all the kids in pink dirty looks. One of them even was so upset, he threw a chair in the cafeteria. But everybody else just laughed. The bullies knew the kids in the school had gotten their message across, a message about supporting one another and looking out for one another. It made almost everyone in that school feel so happy. And what about Scott? Well, Scott wore his favorite pink t-shirt to school on Monday under his sweatshirt. But when he got off the bus and saw so many other people wearing pink, he took off that sweatshirt and wore his good luck t-shirt proudly. The bless you. The end. Well, it strikes me, dear folks, that we have heard a lot of stories of courage today, and there are more stories of courage in this room, as many stories as there are people here today. So we'd like to give you some time to reflect on your own stories about courage. I'm going to invite the ushers now to come around and pass out some sticky notes. Ushers, are you here? So the ushers are going to come around. I think probably most everybody has something to write with. If you don't have something to write with and you need a pen, raise your hand and we can bring you a pen too. And I'm going to invite you to take a little time to think about a couple of questions. Could we have our slide up? There are a couple of questions I want to invite you to think about. One is, when have I showed courage? Or where in my life do I want to show courage? So I'm going to invite you to take your time and think about these questions. And if you're willing, take your sticky note that you're going to get. Take your sticky note and write a few words that respond to one of these questions, or maybe draw a picture. Something that feels okay for other people to see, knowing that sometimes our deepest answers we want to hold close to our hearts. You do not have to sign your name, though if you want to, you can. And when you're ready, take your time, but when you're ready, I'm going to invite you to come forward. We have two blank sheets of poster board, and I want to invite you to come up to either one of them. I'm going to choose this one, and place your sticky note on the board, like so, wherever you want, so that we're going to create a mosaic of courage. We also, you'll see, have baskets of little stones here and over there. And there's a sign here that says stones of courage. So this is a stone of courage. This stone comes from the earth. It has the strength of the earth in it, which is also your strength. And so I invite you, if you wish, as you're leaving your note, take a stone on your way back to your seat, something to hold, maybe put in your pocket, so that you can remember your courage and your strength.